Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dundee. If you've got questions or to find out more about something, David at fmr.co.za and the podcast at fmr.co.za. You know, at just under R1 million, my test car this week is an absolute bargain. I'm not kidding. For R965,000, you can buy a Ford Mustang, and that's going to come with 331 kilowatts of V8, 5-litre power, and 529 newton meters of torque. But that's not the story. The story is this is a hooligan car. It's a hooligan car with a very odd feature, or a couple of odd features. Number one, it's got a good neighbor mode. You take that V8 rumble and roar, and you press a couple of switches and baffles in the exhaust change, and it's quiet and good neighborly, and it'll even be set on a timer. But hooligan mode isn't really the story of this car. Although it's a fine car to drive as a hooligan, it really does allow a good motorist to really enjoy the open road. And it does it in some bizarre ways. The 12 liters per 100 kilometer claimed was nothing close to what I got, because that's when you drive it forwards. When you drive it sideways, you get closer to 17 liters per 100 kilometers. But I have to say, I have nothing to criticize about this car. Well, maybe it's a little bit conspicuous. Everyone's looking at you in this one, and that is part of the charm. And this is the thing that I want to talk to you about on this car. It's hard for a modern car to have charm, and this one has it. Part of the charm, 0 to 104.8 seconds, but I have to tell you, it feels faster than that. If I was being super fussy, I would level a little bit of mechanical criticism at the 10-speed auto. That's to say, when you drive it normally, it's fantastic. When you drive it harder, it's fantastic. But when you're in full sport, occasionally you can feel the presence of the gearbox, but that's being super critical. The auto box changes miraculously. In auto mode, you can leave it. It'll do its job. With the paddles, it's even better. It's one of those cars that makes you want to use the paddles. And I have to tell you, as a driver, it makes you feel good. It's a car that wants you to drive hard. It's American iron meets European engineering. Anyone who thinks the modern Mustangs behave like those of old, no, it's not good in a straight line. It's great in a straight line. It's better on the twisty roads. It's got all the modern mod cons, adaptive cruise control, lane departure, heated and cooling seats. The in-car entertainment, including Apple and Android CarPlay, are excellent. The chassis and handling are beyond excellent. I really have to tell you, I hated to give this one back. Ford, it's brilliant. It's better than the slight upgrade it comes from. It's just a fine car. And that's it. And on that note, for me, from Fine Motoring this week, it's been David Dundee. And if you've got questions, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and the podcast, as always, at fmr.co.za.